invite you to first find your place. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya,
Narayanam Namaskritya,
Naram Chaiva Narottamam, Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam,
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam,
Dato Jayam Udiraye,
Dato Jayam Udiraye,
Nashta Prayeshu Apadreshu,
Nashta Prayeshu Apadreshu,
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya,
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya,
Bhagavat Yutama Shloke,
Bhagavat Yutama Shloke,
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki,
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki,
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prajayine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srinivasa Gaura-Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama
Hare Rama
Rama Rama Hare Hare. We are reading this morning from the third canto, chapter 22, text number 4, 3, good. Tatranaya Srijaj. I'm sorry, it's not on the blackboard. No problem. You are all experienced in. I mean, we do this every morning, so repeat. Chasman Dosahasrat Sahasrapat Hridayam Tasya Ibrahma Chatram Angam Pachakshate. Tatranaya Srijach Chasman, Tatranaya Srijach Chasman, Dosahasrat Sahasrapat, Hridayam Tasya Hi Brahma,
Hridayam
Tasya Hi Brahma, Chatramangam Prachakshate, Angam Prachakshate, Tatranaya Srijach Chasman, Dosahasrat Sahasrapat. Hridayam tasya hi brahma. Chatramangam prachakshate. Tatranaya. For the protection of the brahmanas. Asrija. Created. Cha. And. Asman. As the Kshatriyas. Dosahasra. From his thousand arms. Sahasrapat. The thousand legged supreme being. The universal form. Hridayam. Heart. Tasya. His. He. For. Brahma. Brahmanas. Chatram. The Kshatriyas. Angam. Arms. Prachakshate. Are spoken of. Translation. For the protection of the Brahmanas, the thousand-legged supreme being created as the Kshatriyas from his thousand arms. Hence the Brahmanas are said to be his heart and the Kshatriyas his arms. Purport. Kshatriyas are specifically meant to maintain the Brahmanas, because if the Brahmanas are protected, then the head of civilization is protected. Brahmanas are supposed to be the head of the social body. If the head is clear and has not gone mad, then everything is in proper position. The Lord is described thus. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. The purport of this prayer is that the Lord specifically protects the society. The purport of this prayer is that the Lord specifically protects the Brahmanas and the cows, and then he protects all other members of society. Jagat Hitaya. It is his will that universal welfare work depends on the protection of cows and brahmanas. Thus, brahminical culture and cow protection are the very basic principles for human civilization. Kshatriyas are especially meant to protect the brahmanas, as is the supreme will of the Lord. Go Brahmana Hitayacha. As within the body, the heart is very important, so the Brahmanas are also the important element in human society. The Kshatriyas are more like the whole body. Even though the whole body is bigger than the heart is more important. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Actually, we said this already. We offered our obeisances. My dear devotees, I feel very honored to address you this morning because of two reasons. It's after a wonderful sacrifice and festival. I mean, I think we all are in one mind in saying that the day before yesterday, the Ratha Yatra day, and also the festival day after, that is yesterday, were really deep Krishna conscious experiences for many of us. It was, there was really the mercy of the Lord in the air, as we say. There was present, we could feel it. The second reason is that I see several of my God brothers in the group, which of in the audience, which is rare nowadays because we are spread all over the world and have our responsibilities apart from each other. So, taking these two points in account, the blessings which are there in the atmosphere and the wonderful association, I will try my best to say something which is of importance for all of my audiences. My subject matter is a little provocative. It is called "What is still missing?" No? I'm refer to, you know, what is missing in our spiritual advancement to make it that which we all wish. So please give me your blessings. It's a big subject. In this verse and purport, we hear about a social arrangement which ensures the growth, the spiritual growth of the human being. There should be a head in human society which is clear and not mad. That is a well-functioning Brahminical order. And this head should be protected so that it can do its activities nicely by the administrators in society, the kshatriyas. And if the social body has at least a good functioning head and good protection by the arms, it can have chances to run smoothly. In old times, in the civilized portions of the world, which were under Vedic rule, this social order was maintained and protected. Now it is absent, and we try to at least establish something of it as much as possible in our small, relatively small Hare Krishna movement. Some structure by which we function is required. Now, a parallel to this, there is another thing which protects the living entity in its stormy, let me say, in its in its existence in the world here, and that is two forms of the Lord who have appeared. One is the Bhagavatam, which is the Pratiniti form, the representative of the Lord in Kali Yuga. And the other is the holy name. Our spiritual culture of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas rests on these two fundaments, the Bhagavatam and the holy name. And I will speak about the holy name today because we just come out of a festival where this practice took center stage. But let us for a moment just understand. We are, there's a Sanskrit word which is just now, I think, britya. Yeah, we are to be maintained as living entities. We require protection. By our nature, we cannot exist on our own. We require a constant supply of energy, really, and protection. Hare Krishna. Whenever this protection is not available, or this spiritual maintenance is not available, we are in we are in trouble. That's how we are made by our nature. We are dependent, living beings, dependent on, in our conditional existence, we are dependent on air to breathe. In our spiritual existence, we are dependent on spiritual strength, which is supplied to us to go on our path in Krishna consciousness. So the two suppliers of this spiritual strength are the Bhagavatam and the holy name. I would just like to speak a little bit about the holy name today, and then just say something about the Bhagavatam as well. It is my own experience in my spiritual life that if my connection to these two are strong, Bhagavatam and holy name, then there's some relative peace in my life. When there's a little disturbance in one of the two practices, yeah, I can feel it immediately. In this lecture, I want to increase your faith in the holy name by telling you an ancient story, which you do know in the skitze, in the, you know, but I want to go a little in the detail, in the spiritual detail. There is a very nice example in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita where one practitioner, a certain Brahmana who lived in Assam, needs to understand one important point in order to reach the perfection of his spiritual life. And the way Krishna arranges that he understands this point which was missing in his life is very nice and very charming and will give us a lot of inspiration. I see one of my listeners is something not all right with the translation, Prabhuji, Russian Prabhuji? Everything all right? Or you need, yes, some, I can see some, ein kleinen Mann im Ohr warst du, okay. Yes? More closer, more louder, more sound. Turn up the volume. This sounds like a concert. This has a little nervous problem. I mean, if you have an inbush Schlüssel. No, it's not an inbush, it's something. Okay, so, all right. I will now be more present. I find this story very important for all of us because we are also practicing, like the Brahmana was doing his practice, we are also doing our practice, but some of us need to understand one last thing and then their life can be perfect. And I believe that Sanatana Goswami wrote this epical work for sadhana, sadhakas who are just missing one last point for their spiritual perfection. See, Brihad Bhagavatam Rita is what is called in classic Indian literature the swan song. What is a swan song? The swan apparently sings, and when he sings just before his death, his song is praised as the swan song. That means a very, very emotionally important song. It's so to say the last message of the Raja Hansa, he opens his mouth one more time to give a final song. So in literature, the work which is written by an author at the culmination of his life, at the when he's in the evening of his life, that is considered to be the most important work, and we have to put our full attention to what the author wishes to communicate to his author, to his audience. So we will hear now the swan song of Sanatan Goswami, very important. It's about, it has many layers, but one layer is about one Brahmana from Assam. He had a mantra which he chanted faithfully. We will hear in his own words how he relates to this mantra. It was given to him by Kamakhya Devi, a goddess who initiated him into this mantra, but he did not feel full satisfaction in his heart by his spiritual practice, and therefore did what was done in old times. He went on a sacred pilgrimage in the hopes to attain answers to the burning question in his heart, like how, what do I still miss in my life? I know for sure that there's one devotee amongst us who left the country of his birth to go on a journey where he also wants to find his own place in Krishna consciousness and the certainty that he is really doing everything for his spiritual development, which is available in our tradition, and so on. So this is a theme in your life, in our life, which I would like to suggest to you, if you still have questions to be answered in your spiritual life. Go on sacred pilgrimage. It is said by our Lord Nityananda, when he saw the Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, who was to become the author of the final work on Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When he saw him dissatisfied in his life, Nityananda appeared to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and said, in effect, go on sacred pilgrimage, go to Vrindavan, because there you will obtain all desirable things. This is tradition in our Gaudiya culture. We go to a holy place to become completed in our spiritual life. So the Brahmana went arrived eventually at the bank of the sacred river Ganga in Kashi or Varanasi, where he partook in many discussions regarding what is the goal of our life, the sadhya, and what is the appropriate sadhana to reach it. Those of you who have visited Varanasi or Kashi know that there are still to this day many philosophical schools. In fact, there is the Benares University of Hindu Studies. It's a huge campus. You can get lost, it's so big, and there's good philosophers. There's a department which teaches even Jiva Goswami's Sandavas, Sat Sandavas. since old, Kashi is a place of learning, a seat of learning. So he heard many, many opinions, do this, that is the goal, and became a little bewildered because he missed what is called in our philosophy aikantyam. It means one goal where we can just orient ourselves. A devotee must have this one goal. He must have this certainty. If I go this way, if I reach this goal, my life is fulfilled. Krishna speaks about those whose intelligence is many branched, and he says that they don't go anywhere. So all of us need this aikantyam. It's that one goal, that one thing where we invest all our energy, our life's convictions, our intelligence, our mind. Those of us who have money, I think no one is here who has money except for Jai Krishna. They invest all their money into this, no? So that he was missing. The example is given: if an archer wants to reach a target, he needs to focus his attention on that target, on the eye of the wooden bird, so to say, and then just shoot the arrow and reach. So he missed that, and it was really, really troublesome for him. Do you know in Chaitanya Leela one devotee who was in a similar situation? Does someone come to mind? Who met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I know it's Sanata. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was thinking of, yes. One servant, Govinda. There was a servant, Govinda. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Tapan Mishra, who had heard many, many scriptures and interpretations of the scriptures, and in the end was totally bewildered what he should really do, where he should invest his heart and all his energy for spiritual life. He lived in what is now Bangladesh, and then in a dream he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and appearing to him and giving him some explanation. And the next morning he saw that golden Purusha whom he had seen in the dream, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reinforced his earlier teachings which he gave him in the dream and told him what he was still missing. I will not tell it at this stage, but at the end of the lecture I will also bring this to this Leela. Okay. So the Brahmin eventually meets Gop Kumar, and he tells him his confusion, his misery, that I've heard so much, but I'm not getting anywhere. Isn't it sometimes like this in Krishna consciousness? We also have listened to so many lectures. It's like a lot of information, but our heart is still, it's not yet coming. And we hear about love of Godhead, yes, in our movement we say that's too high for us, let's not talk about it, Prabhu, let's be practical now, you know, survive another day and so on. Yes, but it is, we are meant to talk about these things, it is our inheritance. So the Brahmin said, he expressed his heart like this: from various sources, I have heard of various goals and various methods to achieve them. But still, I cannot definitely decide what goal I should strive for and what I should do to reach it. This is a classical question. What is the satya, the goal, and what is the appropriate sadhana? No? Or what is prayojana tattva, and what is abhideya tattva to reach it? No? So this brahmana had, by good fortune, received the Gopal mantra from the deity Kamakya. Gopal mantra is a very, very deep Krishna mantra, which is the treasure of our sampradaya. This was the mantra in which Gauranga Mahaprabhu was initiated. And he had chanted this, but because he was somewhat uneducated and materialistic, he was still confused what to do. No? We all, some of us have also obtained the Gopal mantra, and we are chanting it like that brahmana. It's a very analogical story. We should not think, the old scriptures, nothing to do with me. So when the brahmana met Gop Kumar, he expressed his troubled heart. He said, whatever the goddess ordered me, I regularly do this. I chant this Gopal mantra, but I have no idea about the results of those duty. I think my life is worthless. I simply want to die. I don't get anywhere. The only reason why I still am alive is the mercy of Lord Madhava Krishna and Lord Shiva and his wife. Lord Shiva and his wife had appeared once to this troubled brahmana and given him good instruction that he should go on and not kill himself, and that gave him the strength. Let me say it in contemporary ISKCON terms. The brahmana had no idea what he was doing. He was doing the right thing, but he had no idea. He needed guidance. He needed really someone who told him, now listen, boy, sit down, get your life together, and just hear these instructions now. And so he had a good chance. He had a guide, Gop Kumar, who was an eternally liberated soul, who had just been sent from the spiritual world by, believe it or not, by Srimati Radharani. Gop Kumar was in his Swarup as... what is his name? Swarup, huh? Yes, Swarup. He's Swarup. He was on his way to meet Krishna. And then he met on his way Radhara, Srimati Radharani, who knew about this troubled Brahmin who was going nowhere. And Radha said, there is a person in the world who just very much requires your assistance. Could you please go down and tell him what is still missing in his life? And because, this is how Sanatana Goswami said, Swarup understood that to follow the order, direct order of Srimati Radharani, is even more blissful than meeting Krishna personally, he followed and did not go for cow herding pastimes to Krishna, but he just went down to Vrindavan, where he waited near Keshigat for that brahmana to come his way. Gop Kumar was thinking like this: this person who is so troubled has done everything he needs to do. Indeed, his life is a complete success because he had been, he had a connection to Mathura, this Brahmana, and he was a worshipper of Madan Gopal. It's a complete success. I think it's almost like we in the Hare Krishna movement. Our life is already a success. We met Srila Prabhupada, we are doing everything, the sadhana he came to bring. But there's something still missing, and Gop Kumar says it like this. All that remains for him to achieve is to see directly the lotus feet of the Lord. So how will he do this? How will he see Krishna directly, have the direct darshan? And please listen, now it comes to the point. He needs to become attached not so much to the solitary chanting of the Lord's mantra, that he does already, but he needs to become attached to the Sankirtan of the holy name. So here we know what was missing. It was an ashakti, this is a Sanskrit word, to nam kirtan. What is ashakti? It's described to be in philosophical terms as an abhinivesh of the chitta. What is the chitta? Chitta is that part of our consciousness which Sigi Jung and his followers and the world of psychology would call the subconscious mind. But it's a little bit more in Sanskrit than just the subconscious mind. It is, the chitta is like our the core or the center of our inner, it's antakarana in Sanskrit, our inner body, our inner, it's like deep inside. We would call it in normal Hare Krishna terms, you know, our center, or maybe our, no, how do we call it? There will be a word, it will come in a moment. It's our deepest core, Prabhus, what we really believe, what is really inside, what is our stuff, what is our essential conviction. It all has to do with it. All this is in the chitta. So an ashakti means a state where you're really attached and where this attachment becomes irrevocable. It's always there. It's like we are attached to, oh, what are we always attached to? I would say not pizza, because there are times when we really can't see a pizza any longer. Air, maybe. We always want to breathe. Or water is something which, I mean, from beginning to end, it's a deep attachment. We need it. It's really in us. It's not a concept any longer. So the point here is that mantra japa, you know, if you do your japa of your mantra, that leads you to the Vaikuntha sphere. Because in that concept, Krishna is one's Lord, in Aishwarya. But Nam Kirtan, the way it is taught by Gauranga Mahaprabhu, focuses more on Lord Krishna, the playful Lord, who is what we call playful, yes, charming, playful, Madan Mohan. No? I liked yesterday very much the contribution of Hari Bhakti, who said, well, I don't feel anything when I chant the holy name. And then his teacher told him, Yeah, you must connect your chanting with Krishna. This is also, this is explained in a more specific way how to do this with, by Jiva Goswami, who says, mantrata chintanam. You must, while you chant the holy name, think of the artha, the meaning of the holy name. Prabhupada said, it must be done in this mood where you say, please, please, it's a big please, please engage me in your service. It is, in other words, while you chant, you must have a sense of connection with Krishna. You must chant to Krishna. Otherwise it becomes just one of, you know, these boring yoga people who do everything so mechanical, and there's no bhava inside, no heart, and so on. Then it becomes just a mechanical practice. No, you must pray to Krishna while you do this. You must be mindful of Krishna, not mindless of Krishna, and so on. So this is, Gop Kumar then says, certainly, no means of perfection is superior to the worship of Sriman Madan Gopal's lotus feet. That worship gives results far beyond what one could expect. It should be performed mainly through Nam Sankirtan, along with reverence and affection for the many places of Sri Gopal's pastimes, places one should regularly visit. So proper Sankirtan is, that let's now be a little simple, to become absorbed in the practice of chanting with in the association of devotees, many, and then thinking of being connected with Krishna, doing this, for instance, as service. We have a very glorious group of devotees amongst us. Their Sankirtan party is called Nam Ruchi. I only became aware of their service during the Berlin Rathayatra, and they have developed a particular skill. When they do kirtan, they always want to involve the people of Kali Yuga in singing or dancing the holy name. They do things like engage people dancing with them. They are very friendly. They see when there's a crowd of chanters. I observed the day before yesterday. They always look around. I could see. And then they spot this one person who shows some interest, and they pull him into the kirtan. And somehow they are so attractive as devotees and so friendly, I guess. The people don't run away from them like they sometimes run away from other Sankirtan parties. But no, shoop, they somehow suck them in. That's New York slang, I think. They pull them in. Yes, pull them in. This is good. And they do this as a service to Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Srila Prabhupada. And I believe if they continue to do their service consciously in relationship to Srila Prabhupada's service and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, there will be a result far beyond all their expectations in spiritual life. So Nam Sankirtan means Samyak Kirtan. Sankirtan means Samyak Kirtan, one definition. Proper Kirtan, or with faith in Krishna. This is how it's done. And as the devotee chants in the group of other devotees, either as a Sankirtan service or like we did yesterday, where we all sat together in this dark dark place, what is it, Bürgerzentrum, and we chanted together for long hours, then, oh, so much good result comes. I saw yesterday in the final kirtan, which our Vyasaki Prabhu was leading, so many of the devotees and also guests, they were rising to their feet and they were very joyfully dancing. Have you also seen yesterday? I saw with my own eyes. I saw from the stage. I could see everything very nicely. And this is what a good result. They felt very happy in Krishna consciousness. Further, the scriptures tell us that the Sankirtan should be done with an inner longing. Sanatana Goswami gives two examples of the Chataka bird and the Chakravaki bird. The Chataka bird is a bird, very interesting bird. He doesn't drink water from rivers or the puddles. Puddles means, or ponds or so. He has to wait somehow for the rain cloud, the rain clouds are called the Siam Ganas. Siam means black and Gana means the people. The clouds are called the black people. The rain clouds are black people because they are have that color. And do you know the name of our Krishna? Ganashyam he is called. Same idea. The Chataka bird waits for the Siam Gana to come. It's a play with syllables. Like when you turn Gan Syama around, it's Gana Syam, the name of Krishna. So a devotee should be like the Chataka bird who waits for Gana Syam Krishna and longs for him. This is the Brihad Bhagavatamrita's instruction. Or like the Chakravaki bird, another bird who has a longing. I won't tell you about the biology of that bird. This is a proud bird. So he should long for the not yet obtained goal, the Krishna. This is very important. Our kirtan in the in following Gauranga Mahaprabhu's lead is not, oh, I have reached you, Krishna. It's, where are you, Krishna? This is the central theme of Gaudiya Kirtan. Longing, or the mood of Vipralama. Thank you. We were longing for some fresh air, I think. That is very important, my dear devotees. Let us stop, I would like to say today now as a preacher in the ISKCON movement, let us stop mindless sankirtan. That doesn't bring us anywhere. I mean, it brings us somewhere, yes, it's not. No. Let us start mindful sankirtan, where we understand in our life we are missing the lotus feet of Madan Gopal or Krishna. We miss that. And let us now connect with it by the chanting in a mood of longing, inner longing, which will for sure give us what is still missing. I want to now, after this somewhat, you know, I hoped it was some on the basis, I just repeated really things from the Shastra. I want to end with a personal observation. In my own spiritual life, I must confess to you, how to say it without sounding indigestible, many of my God brothers, I must be very careful because this is always coming in the internet and I don't want to be misunderstood. See, my nature was not to join a movement. I was always suspicious of movements. It's just the way I'm constructed. And of institutions, that's a difficult subject for persons like me. There are people like this. Maybe you... and it was not easy for me in the movement. In the beginning, now it's very easy because I get prasadam and so on and anna. But in the beginning, it was so difficult because I was just so different. Our first devotees came from America. They were all from the hippie culture. Our leader was the best of the hippies. I was just different. What to do? And it was always very difficult. And I always thought, should I stay or should I go? I was always... This was a problem for me. I never left the association because I think of Prabhupada's mercy and so on. Well, the question was not to leave Krishna consciousness. It was just the... I think you understand. I don't want to say more. And I only came because I was very convinced of Srila Prabhupada, very convinced. I liked his lectures. I liked them also. I liked his literature, and our leader understood it. He made me a translator together with Bhakti Gauravani Maharaj, and I was just a disturbance, I think, as a translator, because my translation was really substandard. You know, Bhakti Gauravani Maharaj, I have to say this, he knows German. I don't know German very well. German is complex language, very difficult with all the grammatical thing. And I had run away from school when I was 15. But our leader understood this boy will only stay because he likes the Prabhupada and he likes the books. We have to give him a service with the books. And that's what it was not my glorious qualification. It was the mercy of the Vaishnavas. So, yes, that is why I stayed, or why I joined Krishna consciousness. Not because of I have to say this, I'm maybe wrong, but not because of the movement. I came because of the philosophy. That's a difference, maybe. Maybe I should not say it so loud because it sounds so atheistic and we need sadhu sangha. Yes, I also have a few friends in Krishna consciousness. I'm convinced of this, but the sangha is also important, and it is very, very important. So good. When I found out in my life that I was not going anywhere, I had not reached the things which the philosophy talked about, detachment from Maya and attachment to Krishna. It was when I was maybe 20 years before, I had a severe crisis. Because I was not there because of the movement. I was only there because of the sweet prospect of Krishna consciousness that is to develop love of God. And it did not work. I was full of attachments there was no... The promises, I thought this doesn't work, and because I'm here because of the process and it doesn't work, then what to do now? I was in a crisis. At that time I was not a sannyasi and was not given good prasadam and a good position. I was just a simple man who had to work very hard. So I thought, nothing is there to hold me here. Then I thought, Prabhupada has given something very precious. What is it? And how does it work? And in my discussions with my friends and senior devotees, I found out it's the holy name. So then I became a japa man. I chanted extra rounds. I studied the books. I wrote many books about it. Some books about it, not many, some books. And so on, gave japa retreats and so on. But I have made a new discovery. Japa is important because you can't have kirtan without good japa, because in japa you need to absorb yourself and kirtan needs absorption. But the process in this age of Kali, which is given in Brihad Bhagavatamrita and in Bhagavatam, is Nam Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy name. That's so important. Therefore, to events like yesterday and the day before yesterday are really very important. They need to be observed by all of us with an understanding. Here is now where I can make the greatest advancement in my spiritual life. Here is I should take very, very serious this. This means our kirtaniyas, the kirtan leaders, need to also grow up to this understanding and become very responsible in guiding their group. I thought yesterday we had a very Krishna conscious group of kirtan leaders who were aware. This is the process which will save the age of Kali or the people lost. It's also the process which will save the Hare Krishna movement from mechanical application of spirituality and so on. It's really, that is what the scriptures do. And it needs to be done in a certain way, with being mindful of the Lord whose names we chant, Krishna, and longing to get him. Then it will attract Krishna. It will pull Krishna to the devotee, and then he is Krishna conscious. Krishna. Big subject. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was relevant. Really, I'm speaking now as a man who's growing older and who's a member of our glorious society, to all of you who are senior to me and many in some cases, and who are also younger, that this is why Sanatana Goswami wrote the Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He brought that essence of the Bhagavatam, which the Bhagavatam extols, Krishna Vanam Tvisha Krishnang Sango Pangasta Pashadam. Sankirtam Prajaya, something Sumedha Sam, and the other verse. Can someone help me this? Yajanti hi Sumedhasa, thank you. In the age of Kali, those who are intelligent will worship that incarnation who always chants Krishna in the performance of kirtan. And there is another Kalehan. This I was looking for. It comes towards the end of this great work. Kale Dosha Nidhe Rajam Asti Hesha Mahat Gunan. This age of Kali is an ocean of faults. It's really an ocean of faults. When you're in an ocean, you will get wet. So when you're in the Kali Yuga, you will get wet, my dear devotees. You will make mistakes. But there's one great quality. What is that? Kirtanat eva Krishnasya, the kirtan of Krishna's name. Kirtanat eva Krishnasya. Mukta Sangha param vrajet. Mukta Sangha, it will take you out of this ocean of problems. It will give you mukti, liberation from the age of Kali. And param vrajet, it will give you the highest goal, which is, of course, for Gaudiya's Braj Bhakti. Yes, that will come. That is echoed here in the Brihad Bhagavatamritam when it is said the means for perfection, the upaya, which is best, is the worship of the lotus feet of the Lord. That worship gives you result beyond all your boldest expectations, and the way you do this worship is mainly through Nam Sankirtan, together with respect and affection for the many places of Sri Gopal's pastimes, places one should regularly visit. I heard our Vyasaki Prabhu, I heard this on Ratha Yatra. He resides in Vrindavan. Did you know? His residence is Vrindavan, because he wants to get attached to the many places of Lord Gopal's pastimes. What a mercy. And Vyasaki told me, he says it's Krishna's mercy that Krishna's arrangement that he came there. So this is our process. So we wish Vyasaki and the many, many, many years of preaching. Chew ginger that the voice is not getting down from the old age. Hare Krishna. So many kirtans we need to do together. Now we go, a kirtan moves on, the festival moves on to, everywhere there will be, to Goloka Dham, we have a 3 days kirtan mela, small one, to inaugurate Jamashtami, our Krishna's appearance. The name makes Krishna appear, that's the idea. And in London will be also, and our Bhakti Gauravani Maharaj will go to Spain, and new Braja Mandala and Parivida will most probably go to Amsterdam. Is that true? Yes. May it all go on. Hare Krishna. I have come to the end. Anyone of you has a question or a comment, please? Yes, Ojashvi. What is your question?
In one book, I think, about Draupadi, some woman wrote a book about Draupadi, I can't remember, but it's a very good point. Where is my question? Is lying? Playing? So, Krishna, before the battle of Kurukshetra, he told the Pandavas, I will not be with you tomorrow in the battle. And Pandavas, they were totally shocked. Krishna, we gave everything because of you. You said you will stay. And we will not survive without you. What we can do so that you can stay? And then, to short, I was short. Mm-hmm. Krishna just said, okay, I will stay under one condition. If all of you here tell all your secrets about each other to each other.
All the secrets?
About each other to each other.
Oh, yeah.
So, and they said that it was not so nice secrets. Jealousy, envy, or something like this. And then he accepted to stay with them. And to stay there. And also, what is connected, Krishna said, one of the qualities of the devotee, that he finds the strength and firmness, steadiness in spiritual life by the truth. So they said the truth to each other, and they can have strength. How we can do this? Because I remember you once said this example of the frog. The scientist was, if you put the frog in cold water, he started slowly to warm, and the frog died from the hot water. So, like we now, maybe, you know, forgetting, we're practicing, but we forget these details. Mm-hmm. How we behave to each other, to our friends, who we became so attached to this virtual reality around. there is no real contact.
What
to do to keep Krishna in this way?
Thank you very much. I do not know about the authenticity of this story, but I think you tell it just to illustrate a point that devotees should be together. They should have meaningful relationships and live not in pretense, but yes, for Sankirtan you need the group of devotees. Our society has suffered from quarrel amongst devotees from the beginning of its time, and it is natural. It's not just ISKCON, it is any society of human beings in the age of Kali is attacked from inside also. Srila Prabhupada used to say that this is the main danger of our movement, the quarrels inside the movement, not the problems which come from outside. Now, how to have a harmonious relationship amongst devotees? Ojashvi, you will find almost at the end of every second lecture in our temple, this point will be addressed by the lecture giver, or there will be a question. I can only give you one perspective here. I am convinced that if devotees are singing together the holy name, then their differences, which are definitely there because we are individuals, can be overcome. I know that Prabhupada once said something to this effect. He spoke about the attempts to make a nice movement. He said, your meetings, your conferences, your solutions and dissolutions, and no solutions in the end, he was quite skeptical, will not bring you anything. You just must now chant together. And I think it's unfair if we take this statement to mean there should be no meetings and no conferences and no decisions. No, the GBC body does a wonderful service. Without it, I don't know where we would be. We need meetings and finding solutions on that managerial level. But parallel to this, in order to get a real connection, heart-to-heart connection to us, we need the chanting to be at an important place in our movement. And I personally see that in our movement, this understanding is very spread. It's very strong. Yes. Thank you so much. This understanding is very strong. You can see everywhere there are kirtans and everywhere that this awareness of chanting the holy name has increased so much in our movement the last few years. It is wonderful. It is very merciful. So I think also, I know that you have maybe a social dimension. When husband and wife chant together, there maybe do their japa in the morning together, sit down properly before an altar, chant focused rounds, that will it will create something, some good spirit. When there are devotees meeting and kirtans, doing kirtans whenever there is a possibility to do kirtan, that will create a kalsha of harmony. Because in Kali Yuga, that's the thing we do. Sankirtan is our process. It's that unity amongst us. That's something to work, and I believe kirtan will do the job. Hare Krishna. Yes. To attain connectedness in the japa, let me give you a few advices which go from very beginner's advices to more depths, just very brief. It's very important that you find a peaceful place or chant in the association with devotees. If you are not careful to really make japa a focused time, you will create a very bad habit, which is very dangerous, because you will create a culture of inattention or a habit of inattention, and that's psychologically dangerous, what to speak of spiritually. So Prabhupada would make sure in the beginning, he always chanted together with the devotees, and he would say things like sit properly, you know, and he would say the pronunciation must be there. So the proper japa starts really with the body, you know, just because that's the immediate thing we can control. You need to sit properly. You need to. Japa is, in terms of a sadhana, in other traditions, it's a meditation. It belongs to dhyana, meditation. Hello, are you looking? Yes, you're there. Meditation. It's, you can't meditate if you walk around unless you are tired, of course. But you need to be focused. And even if you walk around, you can't look around anywhere. Because wherever you look, that's where your attention goes. This is how our body is constructed. So you need to sit down and make your japa practice something where you physically bring yourself and say the name. It won't work in any other way. How could it if it is... if it is belonging to that genre of spiritual practice. So then the next thing is you must bring the mind to the practice. Physical body, that's easy. You can just force yourself to sit down, to look in the direction and so on. Then comes the next, mind. The mind, first of all, you need to listen. And listening, hearing is just a process of the eardrum. It's a mechanical process. But listening, the word listening means if I listen to you, I bring my mind to it. So you give proper oral reception to the holy name. That's the first thing to hear. There are other more complex practices which I will not mention at this time. Let's start with the basics and then go from there. So then you have the mind is there by listening. Do you understand the difference between hearing and listening? It's a huge difference. You bring the mind to that. Then the next thing is, because it's a devotional process, it's bhakti, you need to bring your let's speak in simple English, heart, your devotional feeling. And that's by achieved by meditating on the meaning. Please accept me in your service. Please. And so on. If you do these three steps in japa, you should have a breakthrough experience in 1 week if you do that every day. You need a little practice because the bad japa habits are very ingrained in our personalities. But if you practice a week like this, body, mind, just listening, then you think about the meaning. Please accept me in your service. Sometimes it helps when you read in Krishna books to just connect your practice with Krishna and so on. These three things will help. You focus more and more. It will do. It's very simple, but it will do magic. Believe me. Just you need to be a little practice, a little discipline. This is what shishya means, to become a disciple. We need to be a little disciplined. Then do that. Good. Time is also there. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for your attention. I wish you all the best in your Krishna conscious life. And let's have more such festivals. And let's now return to our various services. See you all very soon. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Goni Tai ki jai. Gaura Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol.